December is a month of religious celebrations. There's Hanukkah and Christmas. It's a time when many people of faith attend worship services. So for our American Homefront series, reporter Bobby O'Brien visited with a MacDill Air Force Base chaplain to find out how the secular military takes care of the spiritual needs of the armed forces all year long.
Captain Amy Bartee is dressed in a camouflage battle uniform that conceals her petite stature. Her blonde hair is braided and wrapped around her head. She is part of the chaplain team that ministers to the 3,000 airmen of MacDill's 6th Air Mobility Wing and smaller joint commands. Bartee is a United Methodist minister who grew up in Appalachia.
My hometown is a little tiny town that if you think you see it on the map, you hit the crumb and push it away. A little town called Castlewood, Virginia. If you look at Virginia and it's shaped like a boot, it's in the toe.
Wow.
The Appalachian Mountains, ma'am.
Tampa is her first assignment. She says the military mission fits well with her spiritual calling.
We were taught in the church that I grew up in that we all have the right to make our own choices. And in the military, we're supposed to respect everyone else's belief structures. And everybody may not have the same belief structure as you, but that's okay. We're taught to reach out and minister to people of all walks of life.
She says many civilians think chaplains are like the sitcom MASH character Father Mulcahy.
Well, here we are. It's Sunday again. I'm sure you've all come expecting to hear a sermon.
Bartee is the only female among the four chaplains with the wing. She says the recruiters visited her seminary saying they really needed women chaplains. But in practice, Bartee says gender makes no difference in the military.
All chaplains can handle any circumstance because we care spiritually for individuals, and that can be done by either a male or a female chaplain because we're ministering to their religious, spiritual nature. In the Air Force, all are called to the same mission, and all wear the same uniform. And so we're all in that together. So there is no, you're a woman, and so therefore we can't talk to you.
The MacDill chaplains have chapel duties, and they're also responsible for ministering to assigned units. Bartee's ministry includes most of the maintenance group and part of operations. That means you might find her checking in with a mechanic out at one of the hangars.
We go out and we visit people in their workstations where they're at and check on them. We do counseling for the active duty members and any card-holding military member. They can come here, they can talk to us, and they have 100% confidentiality.
MacDill also invites local rabbis to come on base to hold special Jewish services like Passover.
We have Muslim services on base every week. We have Protestant services and we have Catholic services. But say someone needed to go to a Buddhist service, wanted to go to a Buddhist service, and we don't have those services on base, we would help them find that service.
Bartee wanted to be a doctor after seeing the movie Outbreak, but she was called to the ministry. She says it's just different sides of the same coin. One takes care of the body and the other the soul. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.